This is Jay Sekulow from Washington, D.C., a call for an executive order from the president to protect our chaplains.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
this is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Welcome to our television audience. We've got our television crews in here today taping our radio broadcast. By the way, brief just filed by the American Center for Law and Justice with the Supreme Court of the United States against the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That's the name of the group. It's to stop some of these taxpayer-based, what are called taxpayer-standing lawsuits. The offended observer who just happens to glance and see a Ten Commandments monument or a nativity scene and wants to file a suit. In no other area of federal law can these people file lawsuits, but in the religion area or the religion clause that they've been allowed to, that case now at the Supreme Court of the United States and the American Center for Law and Justice filing our brief on that issue literally just within the last couple of days. So that brief has been filed with the Supreme Court of the United States. The big news of the day, though, is we've got to move here to protect our military chaplains. We got a rollback of some of these really draconian guidelines, but there is much work to be done here, a huge amount of work to be done to protect our military chaplains, and we're going to need your help on this. We're calling for an executive order from the President of the United States on this. We've already got a lot of phone calls coming in. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have?
Keith's calling from New Mexico on line 4. Keith, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Keith.
Hello, Jay. I just wanted to make a comment that separation of church and state protects the non-religious and not us religious folks. I mean, our soldiers deserve a chaplain that will pray to them in their denominational belief. And I don't believe that separation of church and state allows this kind of thing.
Well, it does certainly should not allow discrimination. And the phrase separation of church and state, of course, not in our Constitution. But the irony of ironies here is that we've got this case, I mentioned this earlier, at the Supreme Court of the United States, and it's the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And at the same time, you basically got a move in the United States military for the chaplain should not be praying in according to the dictates of a particular faith commitment. In other words, code word, folks, don't pray in Jesus' name. And that's really what's going on right now. So you got these groups like Freedom From Religion Foundation, Americans United, all aiming it in that direction.
Well, it's got to be stopped, Jay, because what is a chaplain if a chaplain cannot communicate in the language of their faith?
You've said, Jordan, that this is ability of the chaplains to do their job. And I think it's important for people to understand what these chaplains are doing and what they're being told they cannot do right now.
Well, these chaplains are called by their religious faiths, and they have two jobs. They serve. They are members of the U.S. Armed Services and all the different branches of the military. But they are also members of their particular denomination. It is so important, folks. They're trained by their denomination, so they have two roles. They are on the battlefields. They are on the front lines. Chaplains are killed in the line of duty. They are there. They're not just serving on our base in the United States. They are all around the globe, which is why, folks, we have to make sure they're able to do their jobs just as they've been taught how to do so and not be afraid to talk about their faith, regardless of their denomination, so that they may be able to do the jobs that they've been called to do, not only by their denomination, but by the U.S. military.
Now, folks, we're having to take a different tactic here. Back last summer in 2006, and it seems like a lifetime ago, we heard from hundreds of thousands of you. And the good news with that, we were moving for a petition to roll back some guidelines and get some legislation. And a lot of those guidelines have been rolled back. Some of the really bad guidelines have been, not all of them, but a lot of them have been rolled back. Now, you got five branches of the military you have to deal with. And a couple of them, we did get these guidelines rolled back. So your voice, and it was hundreds of thousands, I think it was 300,000 of you, contacted us. But now we need direct action. And the only way we're going to get the direct action is from an executive order from President Bush that says, look, I want these chaplains to pray according to the dictates of their conscience, and that's it, period. No other questions. To get that done, we need to hear from you. You need to call our toll-free number or also visit us online at aclj.org. But let me give you the number. If you want to join our petition going to the White House to urge for an executive order to protect our military chaplains, you call us right now at 877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org to get that information, or simply call us at 877-989-2255 to protect our military chaplains. Back with more in just a moment.
Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head-on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the petition to protect military prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The petition to protect military prayer. You can also add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. We're talking about freedom here, freedom for our military chaplains. The theme of this week's programming has been this because we're very, very concerned, and we think we've got a unique opportunity. We saw a rollback in some of these guidelines that were so problematic for our military chaplains, but they're being censored. They're being told, don't pray in Jesus' name. This is a big concern for us. What Congressman Walter Jones, now there's been a shift in leadership in the United States Congress. He's turned his attention, and we think it's the right move, and we're representing him and supporting him legally on this. We're doing a lot of research on this, and that is for the president to issue an executive order once and for all. Jordan, that our government affairs office with Drew Ryan, and you've been working on this. This will end this problem once and for all.
It will. I mean, when you have the president sign an executive order, and it's something we've been working towards. We wanted to get this done in the Senate and in the House. But unfortunately, folks, with the midterm elections that just happened, the control, the conservatives have really lost control of both the House and the Senate. And these committee chairs are not supporting this. And we had this fight going against. They were ranking members. Remember, we talked about that last year. We talked about the ranking member from the Democratic Party was trying to stall this in the Senate. Well, now that ranking member is the chairman of these committees, and they're stopping this legislation. They're not supporting this legislation. So we've got to go directly to the president to get this issue resolved once and for all.
And this is an executive order we're talking about. If you want to join our petition here to get the president to issue the executive order, it's easy to do. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. For an executive order so these chaplains can pray in Jesus' name if that's the way they want to pray, according to the dictates of their faith commitment, according to the dictates of their conscience. We want to protect them in that. Again, 877-989-2255. A lot of phone calls coming in, folks. We're going to get to as many of these as we can. Let's go right back to the phones.
Keep calling. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Tim is calling from Michigan on line 2. Tim, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you, Jay?
Great. How can we help you?
I really appreciate what you guys do, someone standing up for what we believe in.
Thank you.
I'm just kind of curious. I'm a member of your group, and would my name automatically be on that petition?
No, I'm glad you called. Even though we're a membership base, when you're going for something like this, the Constitution has a provision where you're allowed to petition, it's in the First Amendment, petition the government for redress of the grievance. And although we represent our members, and we've got hundreds of thousands of members around the country, to do a specific request on a specific topic, we have to have specific authorization from you. So what we'd encourage you to do, Tim, is to call our toll-free number or call the operator, and this way we can add your name on it. You could do it online also. So you could call 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org. And we could do it that way. But that's a great – I'm glad you called on that, because as a member of the organization, you still have to authorize. When you've got individual action like this, we've got to have your individual authorization. So we appreciate that call.
Let's go right to the phones. Nick's calling from New York on line three. Nick, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, just a quick question, Jay.
Sure.
If the president signs this a proclamation for this, does he have to fight Congress to get it through?
No. It's a great point you bring up, and believe me, we are – I'm looking at every single case right now on presidential authorities under executive orders. We've got research going on that in our office in Virginia literally as we speak. It'll be reviewed here in our Washington, D.C. office. But the president has the authority to issue an executive order on executive matters, and this is clearly within, in our view, within his realm. So that's why we're pushing this executive order approach. And but believe me, we're looking at all the legal research, because you can imagine there's going to be challenges. We're going to be prepared for that. But the legal work on this is significant, but that's why we've got our lawyers at the ACLJ front and center on this.
Well, absolutely, Jay. And I think, as we've pointed out during this program, because of the way the Congress is laid out now after the midterm elections, this is the way it's going to get done. This is the way it must get done.
And this is where you've got to be adaptive, folks. I mean, one of the things we do at the American Center for Law and Justice, and you've seen this, when there's changes in Congress or a change in the court, we know how to adapt. And one of the things we immediately did on this issue was adapt to the change. And part of that adapting of the change was focus the attention now on this executive order out of the president. That is the key. That is the way we need to do this. Again, if you want to help us on this, and I encourage you, our radio and our television audience, because we've got our TV cameras here in the studios, join us in this fight. Let's support these military chaplains so they can do their job. 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. And we really are talking about the chaplains being able to do their job here, folks. That's a phrase and a context that Jordan talked about back in June of last year when we were talking about our military chaplains. That is their ability to do their job and do it effectively. And that's really what we're talking about here.
Which is why you've got to join with us, folks. It's so easy to do. You just call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. And before we go to the phones, I just want to say, I think this highlights, too, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice and the difference between us and some of the groups that just do legal work. What we do here in Washington, D.C., this is not an issue in the courts. And we saw this issue. We saw the change of what happened in Washington, D.C., in the halls of Congress, both the House and the Senate and the U.S. Capitol, the change. So we knew we had to shift course. We have to change. Not a legal issue. It's something you do with government affairs staff. And it's something we're able to do here at the American Center for Law and Justice because of our Washington, D.C. office. I mean, literally right now, as I'm in the studio, if I point this way, we've got the House offices. If we go this way, all the senators' offices. So literally within one block of our office here in Washington, D.C., we can walk to their offices just in those two directions. We're right in the middle, basically directly behind the U.S. Capitol and directly behind across the street from the Supreme Court. So I think it's important, folks, how important it is these issues to be able to be flexible. You got to understand Washington and know sometimes you got to change course immediately.
Yeah, and the flexibility is the key right now, and that's what we're doing. And this means we're doing the legal research to back up a government affairs move, folks, because pure legislation on this isn't going to be the way to go. So we've got to be adaptive. We've got to be flexible. And that's what we're doing. Again, you join with us on this. I can't think of anything more critical. Our men and women are fighting to keep freedom overseas and keep it here domestically. We need to support our chaplains who are on the front lines on this. 877-989-2255 to defend these military chaplains. Again, 877-989-2255. A lot of calls coming in. Let's go right back to them.
Ruthie's calling from South Carolina on line six. Ruthie, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, you're welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you.
Sure.
I just wanted to urge anybody who is listening to call immediately, because this is more important than anything. It's not going to end here. If they get their way with the chaplains, they're going to get their way when they want to tell pastors in, you know, an independent church.
Absolutely.
Not to preach. This is the beginning of a religious cleansing. It's happened in history before with the Jews, and they've made them convert.
Well, worse than that. I mean, that was bad enough, the Inquisition, but it ended up in the Holocaust. We're not at that level. And thank God we're not, because we have a system of government that doesn't allow that. But this is fundamentally an article and an issue of religious discrimination. I mean, this is really, I mean, just think about this for a moment. You got the government telling a Christian chaplain, or a rabbi for that matter, how they should pray. I mean, if there's anything that violates the separation of church and state, according to the way the groups like Americans United and these others would interpret it, you would think it would be the chaplains being able to pray according to the dictates of their conscience, not of the government tell a Baptist chaplain how to pray or not pray in Jesus' name. But that's exactly really what we're dealing with here, which is the irony of all of this.
Well, they're trying to push Christian speech, Christian individuals underground because they won't allow them to express themselves and express themselves, you know, in the furtherance of their faith in the most critical time, in the time of war.
And that's really what we're talking about, friend. Again, it's censorship. We're at a time of war, and we got to make sure these chaplains are protected.
Let's go back to the phones on line three. Scott's calling from Washington. Scott, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Scott.
Yes, I do have a comment. My dad served in the Vietnam War.
Yes, sir.
And it was the grace of God that brought him home. And I do believe these chaplains should be able to say their prayers using the Lord's name. I firmly believe in that because God was the only one who brought my dad home.
Well, you know, look, I mean, and that story, by the way, has been repeated by hundreds and thousands of people. We've heard from dozens that have called us. Hundreds have contacted Congressman Walter Jones. Heart-wrenching stories about how chaplains have really ministered. You're talking about the time of most need. I mean, what could be more need than on the battlefield? And you want these chaplains to have their ability to pray according to the dictates of your conscience. Scott, we appreciate your call. Let's try to grab one more phone call before the break. Jordan, who do we have next?
Valita is calling from Montana on line one. Valita, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Valita. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you so very much.
Sure.
You know, if it were not for a Navy chaplain, I have to tell you, I don't know where I would be today, but I got to go to Antarctica, which is our southernmost continent, and God provided an absolutely godly chaplain, Brad Yorton, and today I am an ordained minister, and you know, today, ministering at our local nursing home, I cannot believe all the discrimination and the stuff I'm running into there.
Well, the political correctness in them, and you're right about the hospitals too, which is another thing I cannot understand. It boggles my mind that we would tell chaplains in hospitals how to pray with patients of a particular faith denomination. I mean, it's just outrageous, but this is part of this undercurrent. It's just if prayer becomes off-limit. We've only got a few seconds here before the break, Stuart, but that's what this is, prayer becoming off-limit.
Absolutely. How could you be an effective chaplain if you can't say what needs to be said to somebody that's hurting in a time of need?
And that's exactly, you know, folks, I mean, that's exactly the posture we're in here. Here's what we want you to do. We're getting ready to take a break. We'll take more of your calls when we come back. But you go to your phones right now. And our television audience, we're glad you're here watching us on radio and on television, listening to us on radio, watching us on TV. We've got the cameras in the studio. You need to go to your phones right now and become part of our team. We're asking the President of the United States for an executive order to make sure our chaplains can pray according to the dictates of their conscience. We need your help on this to make it happen, though, folks, so we need to hear from you right away.
Two ways to get your support, 877-989-2255 to join the petition to protect military prayer, 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. Does not cost you a thing, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org and sign up online. So two ways, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
When you choose Regent University's undergraduate program, you're choosing to change your life.
I chose Regent University because
the quality of education that you receive,
the Christian perspective,
and then I saw the level of excellence.
Just the level at which the professors expect you to perform at is such a high level.
The professors are so amazing.
The care of the instructors,
totally dedicated,
and they go out of their way to make sure that they can help you.
They embrace you as though you're one of their children.
Everyone becomes just a big family,
and they want to catapult you into your destiny.
I knew that I was definitely home.
You're not just going to a school, but you're gaining a family that operates with the spirit of excellence.
I rate it from 1 to 10, a solid 10, absolutely.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education.
The undergrad program opened up doors for me.
I'll have a bright future because of the education that I received at Regent University.
Every aspect of your education is just amazing and just such a blessing.
Learn more at regentundergrad.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today. Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head-on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the petition to protect military military prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The petition to protect military prayer. You can also add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Folks, we're talking about freedom on the broadcast today, and we want to hear from you on an issue that's vitally important, and that is we want to protect these military chaplains. We've got our lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice right now doing the research on the executive order. That's the route that Congressman Jones wants to go. Our job at the ACLJ and our legal department is to protect him, to defend him, to give him the legal ammunition that he needs to deal with the president, to make sure we can get this executive order. That's being put in place. And then our government affairs office coordinating all this with Congressman Jones. As Jordan said before the break, we are uniquely positioned here at the American Center for Law and Justice to handle both the legal sides of this, the political dimension of this, the governmental affairs side, all of that being handled out of our American Center for Law and Justice offices, both here in Washington, D.C., and in Virginia, uniquely positioned in that regard.
It is, and folks, it's so different when you have a group like this where we're able to not only work in the courts, but here in the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. And we know just from the government affairs experience we've got here at the ACLJ that when a change like this happens with this midterm election in 06, and we were already having difficulty with those from the Democratic Party, some of those that were on these committees, like the Armed Service Committee and other committees, we knew that they were holding up this legislation. They were holding up the final process, which we thought we may be able to get done before the end of this term of Congress. Now coming back with Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House and Harry Reid as the majority leader in the U.S. Senate, two of those on the liberal side of things. Folks, we knew we had to change course, that the Congress just wasn't going to get this done in a quick and proper way. So we go right to the White House, right to the President of the United States, and we want your support for this. We know we can get this done, but we have got to have the American people's support. We've got to get the attention. We've got to show the President that this is an issue and show the folks at the White House this is an issue that the American people are concerned about and that this is a real issue affecting chaplains all across the globe.
Here's what I want you to do. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. 877-989-2255 to support our military chaplains, to support their right to pray. You can also sign up at ACLJ.org or simply call us at 877-989-2255. And to our television audience, we're glad you're here inside our radio studios because you could really help us on this. We need to get over the top on this. We need to get thousands of you to call. It's that critical again, 877-989-2255. We have a lot of phone calls coming in, folks, so let's go right back to them, Jordan.
Jim's calling from New York on line 5. Jim, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Jim.
Oh, how you doing, Jay?
Great.
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I want to express my gratitude for you and your fellow cohorts in what you're doing for this country, for the Christian movement. I just want to say thank you. Coming from a Vietnam vet back in the 60s, I saw, you know, war. I saw how the chaplains helped young men and women that were over there and how much we appreciated their service. And I want to say I fully support the movement. And that I hope the president signs his executive order quickly to get this thing going, because right now as we speak, there is a movement in this country, as you know, that they're trying to stop our voice.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And for the chaplains, they're doing it. They've been successful thus far for a lot of the chaplains. And I said we've made some progress, but we've got a long way to go. And this is a question of censorship. And it's also the question of the ability of these chaplains to effectively get their job done. And their job is to minister to the spiritual needs of those people that are in the military. And that's why you have a variety of chaplains from a variety of denominations.
Well, you know, Jay, we see all types of these speech censorship issues all over the country. But here, we're seeing it in a really critical place. We're seeing it with chaplains who are in places like Iraq, who are serving injured soldiers who are seriously sick and injured, and they cannot pray with them. That's censorship that we can't tolerate.
Folks, this is why we need you to join with us. I mean, the idea that a Baptist pastor, for instance, or a Church of God can't say in Jesus' name, or a Catholic priest can't say in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it's absolutely ridiculous. 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. 1-800-522-8255. What are they going to do? Tell the Jewish rabbi who's a chaplain, don't use Hebrew. It might be offensive to someone. But that's exactly, those situations are exactly what we're concerned about. So again, 877-989-2255. Also, updated information. I want to encourage you to go to the website at aclj.org. Great resources, great information there.
Lila's calling from Kentucky on line one. Lila, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Lila.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
I think that the American people should be able to vote, pray from their heart instead of from a piece of paper.
Well, you know, that's the idea here. I mean, if a particular faith denomination has a written prayer and they want to say that, they should have the right to do that too. But it is, you're pointing to the issue of being able to pray from your conscience, and that's what we're talking about, the ability to pray from your conscience. But it's, again, it's going to take this executive order to do it, but you're right, not censoring these pastors, these chaplains is the way to go.
Let's go back to the phones. Victor is calling from Texas on line 4. Victor, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Victor.
Yeah, well, I just want to tell you that according to the Bible, a born-again Christian, I believe, is supposed to be the light, the salt, you know, and I can't see that in our elected leaders. Like, you know, I'm a Democrat, but I voted Republican because I want, you know, pro-life, and I'm against abortion, but, you know, for some reason you got what's called log cabin Republicans. And this.
Well, you've got it. Look, you've got a grit. This is Washington, D.C. Let me tell you what you've got. Politics. This is a town of politics. Republicans and Democrats, things get bottled up, things get bottlenecked. And that's what this is. It's politics. And we're cutting through the politics here. The approach we're taking is actually to undo that. We're to cut through the politics here. And that's what we're doing by getting requesting from the President of the United States an executive order. Stuart, that does away with this political loop, which, as Jordan said, right now is going to be very difficult with this change in the House and Senate.
Well, absolutely. And we realized it. And we realized that after the elections that the legislative route was not going to transpire. And that's why we headed down this path. And this path is actually the most direct path to get the job done, Jay.
We have to be realistic as Christians, and you still cannot keep losing battles just because you feel like you don't want to get involved in the political process. Look on, all you got to do here is read the newspapers, folks. Look at the facts here. You're not going to get this legislation through the U.S. Senate or the U.S. House right now. There's no way. It doesn't matter what we do here. You've got to take another course, and that's why you have to know how to take these other courses and have to be prepared and flexible to change your mind and go through other avenues and other ways to get things done here in Washington, D.C. Right now, we have a president who is sympathetic to these issues in Washington.
So we need to use it.
We have to make sure the White House understands this is an important issue and an important issue to get to the president so that we get this executive order. And we do that by getting your names and getting the support from the American people.
You got to get this on the agenda of the White House. There's no doubt we've got support of the president here, but you got to get it on the White House agenda. To do that, we have to hear from you. 877-989-2255. You're joining our petition to the president saying we want an executive order to protect our military chaplains. Again, 877-989-2255. Let's try to get one more call before the end of the program.
Jeremy's calling from New York on line 6. Jeremy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, how did the ACLU get messed up from the 60s defending discrimination against black people, and now they're fighting to discriminate against Christians and praying in Jesus' name over in Iraq? I mean, it seems like now you're the ACLU. You're the one who's defending our rights.
Well, we are defending your rights, and I appreciate the call. It's because their agenda really hasn't changed much. They were very good in the civil rights era. They were good on free speech. But they have a different view of free speech when it's religious speech, especially in the context of what we're talking about today. So this is this all-inclusive. Part of this is political correctness. I mean, you hate to say that, but that's a big part of this, folks. It's political correctness. Could you imagine if they were telling the Islamic clergy member not to pray and do not say Allah as part of the prayer? Don't say Allah. Don't say Muhammad. There would be, the outcry would be gigantic. But because they're saying, don't say a prayer in Jesus' name, they expect all of us to just roll over and forget about it. And folks, that's why we're not doing that. We're not rolling over. We're not forgetting about it. We are fighting for this issue and fighting it now to the White House to get this executive order. Jordan's going to tell you how to do it, folks. We need to hear from you to make this a reality.
Two ways to join, 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. Again, 877-989-2255 to join the petition to protect military prayer. Make sure chaplains have the right to do their job all across the globe. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org to sign up online.